Kingy, first of all, take us inside the celebrations in that dressing room after that performance and result.
Did you hear it?
Just about, through the door.
And now, obviously, oh, sorry, the boys are delighted, obviously. We know we've had a bad run of games, and we managed to turn that around. Last time we played was West Ham, and we know today was a tough task, and we didn't know it was going to win 4-0 today. We had belief that we was going to win, but 4-0, I don't think anyone counted on that. So hopefully we can just finish off the season strong and continue this good run, because the bad run we had, it lasted for a long time, longer than anyone hoped for, who supports Bournemouth and involved in Bournemouth. But now I believe we can keep the good run till the last game of the season.
It wasn't one-way traffic tonight. You had to do a lot of defending in the first half hour. How much of a resilience did you show in seeing them off in the first half?
The only reason we struggled first 20 minutes to half an hour was because we didn't do the job. Brooksy and I didn't do the job on Jorginho. After 25 minutes, Brooksy got told to sit on Jorginho, and after that, they had most of the ball, but we controlled the game, even though they had the ball, and we were just waiting for counter-attack opportunities. And we didn't take them first half. We had a few. Second half, we took every single one.
Three goals in two games for you, and an assist as well tonight. You and Brooksy were, laying it on for each other in that second half.
Yeah, obviously, it was the first half. I should have put him through. Second half, he should have put me through. So, obviously, went in half-time. Knowing that if we play each other, it'll be better. I don't know how Brooksy see me for that first pass, because I think he just heard my voice, and obviously I'm glad I could pay him back with the assist, because obviously when you give some, you get some.
I asked the manager when he felt confident you were going to win the game, and he said when the final whistle went. Did you feel confident a bit earlier?
Yeah, I felt a bit. When I scored my second goal, I had a feeling that it was going to be very hard for them to turn it, and we kept a clean sheet, which you can't forget either against the top team. When we play any of the top sixes, our problem has been we always need to score 3-4 goals to win games, but the defence did brilliant today, or the whole team defended brilliant today, did our job, and we managed to score the goals, and that's how you win games.
It's not that long ago, but it seems such a far cry from the games before Christmas when you were conceding 4 and 5, and now you're scoring 4 and keeping them out.
Yeah, that's exactly. We have been working very hard the last 2-3 weeks, defending and getting that mentality, how important it is to defend, because we always know we're going to score goals. But and I think the boys have delivered that the last two games very well.
And these nights, a bit like Chelsea a year ago when you won 3-0 there, these are the nights that live long in your memory, aren't they, as a player?
Yeah, obviously you always keep it in the back of your head, but we weren't happy. Obviously we know there's more teams to beat. That's the first team of the top six that we beat all season, and we want to improve and try and beat some more. And we got Cardiff on Saturday, and we'll go there nothing but trying to get 3 points.